Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whether your business needs cars, vans, or larger commercial vehicles, you can rent from the best lineup in the UK with Enterprise. And with flexible long-term rental, you can get vehicles for as long as you need them, from minutes to months. Whatever the mission, Enterprise's mobility experts can build a bespoke solution to suit your business needs. Visit enterprise.co.uk/business to find out more.
TalkSport Daily.
Hello, hello, hello. Happy Sunday, everyone. Welcome to another Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily Podcast with me, your host, Andy Goldstein. And of course, if you're listening to this before 1 p.m. today, Sunday, you can check me out if you want on Virgin. Yeah, started there at 10 a.m. Anyway, only one place to start, of course, that's by looking ahead. It's a massive game in the Premier League title race this afternoon. Man United host Liverpool at Old Trafford. Let's hear from three Liverpool superstars, John Barnes, Gary McAllister and Phil Thompson.
We have to find a way to cause United problems, and they will try exactly the same on that level with this opponent in the stadium. We better play a really good football game, to be honest, if we want something there.
We have seen against Liverpool, we can compete with the best, we can beat the best teams in the Premier League.
Isn't this the way Manchester United have been? You know, they played some really good football, very much up and down. You don't know what you're going to get. So we have to be very wary of a wounded Manchester United.
As much as form goes out the window a wee bit in a game like this, you know, because it means so much to both clubs, they'll definitely be up for it. And obviously Liverpool are going there to actually just keep this run going.
We need to learn how you win games, how you bring big games over the line and get the 3 points. So we have to step up. We have to make better decisions individually and as a team.
It really depends on which Man United turns up. We saw the Man United that turned up at the 7-0 last year. Then, of course, the nil-all draw that they had at Anfield this year, they were very good. First 30 minutes against Liverpool, they were very good. So we don't know which Man United are going to turn up. And we saw it last night in going 3-2 up and then losing 4-3.
In this week, we're dropping in stoppage time. We're dropping 5 points. The points getting more expensive because games are running out. We know that and we have to catch up, and we are now many points behind. So, yeah, that will be difficult.
Most of the time are tight races, and it looks like a tight race. Yeah. And so if it's a tight race, then the best place you can be is in it. And we are in it, so that's cool. That's good. And now let's keep fighting.
Every game is going to be a challenge, and you just think you've got to do it. And you do worry now. One slip could sort of let in the opposition. But it's a fascinating run-in.
You know, when we play well, we can win. If we don't play sparkling football and dominate, can we win? And we've shown we can.
The barometer at Liverpool's the league, isn't it? Liverpool want to be winning. If you can finish above Man City and Arsenal, you're a decent team. Because what a battle. It's three outstanding teams.
You just got to get the job done. You need a bit of luck. You need a good goalkeeper. And we've got that.
We are ready and we want to be in that fight. And so let's see what we can make of it.
TalkSport Daily.
Join Sam at the face with all the build-up from 1:30 on the Sunday session on TalkSport with the earlier kick-off time of 3:30. Now, looking back on yesterday's Premier League action, Arsenal moved back to the top of the table after beating Brighton. Here's all the reaction to the game.
It's finished. Brighton 0, Arsenal 3. Fairly emphatic and comfortable in the end for Mikel Arteta's men, who go back to the top of the Premier League table.
Really happy, really proud of the boys. I think they put a big, big performance to beat this great Brighton side.
You've got the harder run in. I was looking at it. You've got to go to Spurs, you've got to go to Wolves, you've got to go to United, you've got Chelsea and Villa at home. You're going to have to win every game, I think, to win the league.
If you look at them teams last year, we beat all them teams on the way. So we can do it.
I just can't see us dropping any points from here on in, like, the rest of the season. That form we're on, you've seen the good years with United when you had Vidic and Ferdinand, and you must be looking at that team and thinking, you know, it's similar level of fortitude at the back. I just can't see us conceding.
They haven't lost yet since August, and that tells you the difficulty of it, of the task, but I think we were really good today.
They've got to win every game to win the league, and you wouldn't bet against it if they can keep that same collection of players.
We have won 10 and draw 1 in the last 11, and we are not top of the league. You know, it's like, come on, you know, but this is the level, and this is the, as well, the reason why we have to improve so quickly as a team to try to be there.
We've won 11 games and one draw. We've conceded 4 goals in that time, and all them teams that we've played, Liverpool at home had one shot on target. Man City, home and away, one shot on target. I think we deserve more credit.
I sort of agree that they're probably not getting the credit they deserve this year because they've gone up from last year. I think Declan Rice has had a huge part to do with that. But I also think everybody within that team defensively has learned so much from last year. And I think the title is harder for them to win this year, and they probably won't win it. But they're definitely going to fall into that category whereby if they don't win it, it's probably just going to be because Liverpool and Man City know how to get the job done.
They're a point ahead of Liverpool, who of course play tomorrow. Brighton 0, Arsenal 3.
TalkSport Daily.
Whilst Manchester City kept up the pressure in the title race after coming from behind to beat Palace 4-2 at Selhurst Park. And of course the game was live and exclusive on TalkSport.
Mateta is away here, racing up to the edge of the area. Big chance, sends it wide, hits the inside of the post. And he has scored again. Makes a space for the shot and curls it into the far corner. It was brutal from Kevin De Bruyne. Rico Lewis scores for Manchester City. 2-1 to Manchester City. Grealish into De Bruyne, inside the 6-yard box. Haaland is there and he taps it in and scores. De Bruyne who shoots into the near corner. Oh, it's a terrific finish. Rodri set him up. De Bruyne finished it off. Schlupp played in by Ahamada on the left-hand side. Going into the near post. Edouard is there to finish it off. Crystal Palace 2, Manchester City 4.
So football, you never know what's happened. You pretend and all the time after 20 minutes because we won 5 Premier Leagues in 6 years. Sorry to tell again. And a Champions League. And we go 3-0 up and, you know, after 20 minutes. So we are 20 points in front of Arsenal and Liverpool. So this is a fairy tale, another company. Now in this business, this has not happened. So most of the times, is you concede first. What you have to do, how you react. And most of the times, always you react as a team like you are.
I see we are able to score a goal in every game. So we are here now, this 6th game. Today we scored 2. At Bournemouth we didn't score, but we could, not say easily, but we could score at least 2 or 3. So in every game, Luton the same, Nottingham the same, so this gives me confidence and we will score from them. So it's just keep going, keep the head up and work as hard as the team. And I'm happy that, you know, we had a great impact from our substitutes. We will need all the players for the rest of the season.
Elsewhere in the Premier League, Luton came from 1-0 down to beat Bournemouth 2-1. Aston Villa's Champions League hopes were dealt a massive blow after drawing 3-3 home to Brentford. And Everton beat Burnley by a goal dealer, a huge game at the bottom of the table. Here's the full now to all of yesterday's games on the Game Day phone-in with Jeremy O'Hara and the fun boy Jason Cundy.
TalkSport Daily.
Luton 2, Bournemouth 1. The scenes really for Luton have just been promoted, Adrian. Some of the players are sucked to their knees.
It's been a tough period. And it's going to continue to be that way, so I'm going to try and enjoy it for a short while and then obviously get back to work. But yeah, it feels great because it's hard to win a Premier League game of football, especially for us.
Oh, I love football. Oh, I love football. I'm buzzing.
Today was important. We know we've got to find more as well over the last, you know, in the remaining games. So great feeling.
Luton still have to entertain Brentford here. They've still got to entertain Everton here and also Fulham. It's on this patch that surely their Premier League lives will be settled.
Just because we won the game today, does it's not, you know, we're not out of it, clearly. So there's a long, long way to go, but we're still in the fight.
We've got Brentford at home, Fulham at home, Everton at home. I'm beginning to think we might just nick it.
They don't want to give this up. You know, we love it here. And yeah, it's been tough. An amazing challenge, but we don't want to go back. We're certainly not going to go down without a fight.
He's created a culture there, isn't he, of never give up, hanging games. There's been games that really should have picked up points, conceding late goals. In particular, at home, they give everyone a game.
Yeah.
There's no one's gone there and let it easy, no one.
We're in the fight, aren't we, at the moment? We're in that mix. So it's difficult to say how many we're going to need, what we're going to need. We're going to just go into every game and try and try our best and try and win it.
It's finished at the Kenny, which is bouncing. Luton 2, Bournemouth 1.
It's a great feeling, isn't it, to get that win, because it was vital today.
TalkSport Daily.
There goes the full-time whistle, and Aston Villa have failed to get a healthy gap on Tottenham Hotspur in their race for fourth place.
Completely difficult to understand in middle 60 how we played after it and how they reacted, but it's my responsibility and I will work it.
It all looked so comfortable for Aston Villa, but then suddenly from nowhere, Brentford suddenly scored three goals in 9 second half minutes. Zanka just before the hour, and Bermo and Visser to put them 3-2 up.
Talk me through the defending. I mean, the three goals they scored, there's no one in the 6 yard box from Aston Villa. I don't know where the centre halves went.
No, that's
it was shocking defending.
Keep balance, and of course we are disappointed and really frustrated because we played very well, but in 10 minutes in Premier League we know we can lose everything we built before.
Every's known for his Monday morning meetings, long meetings and analysis. All he needs to do Monday is show those 5 minutes, because that was dreadful.
Premier League in 10 minutes could change everything, and we have to try to get that experience to correct quick and try to avoid for the next matches.
I couldn't believe what I was watching. I couldn't believe that Brentford literally just had men empty in the box, no one marking them, no one even around them. I'm thinking, has someone been sent off?
Is that top four finish going to happen? Spurs have got two games in hand and only 3 points to make up.
Because 60 points in 32 days is really more than our expectation before. But being like we are here now, we had to be the money and try to keep it.
Their season has kind of ground a little bit to a halt. They had a
Villa
start.
Feel like they're limping over the line.
Well, they're limping. I don't know. When you say get over the line, your boys have got two games in hand, 3 points behind.
The lads have been brilliant all season. And the comment about limping through, I'm not sure that's right. We lost against Manchester City. Everyone loses against Man City. We've had our injuries as well, you know, and suspensions, etc. I think we're doing well. Well, I don't feel like Villa get enough credit, to be honest.
Aston Villa have had a great season, Sam. You've had a great season. Unbelievable season.
Fabulous season.
But I do think you are starting to limp over the line a little bit. I just think Tottenham have got the players back fit. Tottenham are looking to get in the top four. I just think they're going to finish. I just think they'll finish above you.
We are in the process. Some players, they are not playing. They were not playing Europe. Some players, they are playing the first time to be in the top seven. And this is the experiences they have to get. And today to get 1 point is another experience.
TalkSport Daily.
And Everton's long, long winless run is over. They've beaten Burnley. Everton 1, Burnley 0 in a result that does not do Burnley any favours whatsoever.
Both important and welcome. You know, we looked at the idea of how well we've played this season, not once. So we deliberately tried to play long and strong and made the game as awkward and as ugly as possible and get an ugly win, and it worked.
Massive win, boys. You know, look, I don't want to sugarcoat it, but I think next year we're going to go for the league.
Everton maintain their 4 point gap over the bottom three thanks to a Dominic Calvert-Lewin goal.
We don't know what's going to come next. We can control the controllables, and that's changing the storyline, and we've had another step forward to change that today. There's a very important victory today, and that's another step forward in the mentality.
I think we need a couple more wins and we'll be sound. The teams below us are terrible.
By hook or crook today, it was very important to win. So I'm pleased the design of the team and the way that we've gone about it and the delivery of the team found a way to win.
We haven't had a lot of luck go our way, and I think, you know, going into such a busy period over the next couple of weeks, it's going to be huge for us.
Burnley have a mountain to climb to stay up. It finishes Everton 1, Burnley 0.
Embarrassed, deflated. I'd kind of given up hope, and then, we had that resurgence against Brentford and you thought, you know what, we might. But then today was the spineless, typical, tepid, nothing football that I've been watching all season from us.
You like good performances to always be rewarded with the maximum of amount of points. It's not the case today, and it's football. There are things that happen.
Weak mentality, it's weak management. We're just a weak side. We played today like it was a friendly.
It's damaging if your mindset is like to feel beaten up when you lose. I mean, that's not my mindset. But yeah, you keep going, always.
That stops the storyline, it changes the storyline, but now it's important we build on that.
TalkSport Daily.
and you can hear the boos for referee Tony Harrington and his team of officials, because the full-time whistle has gone here. Jose Sarr and the players gathering round Harrington in the centre circle right now, absolutely livid with the intervention in stoppage time after they thought Max Kilman in the 98th minute had managed to get an equaliser for Wolves.
Yeah, we scored a good goal and it was disallowed. That's pretty much it.
The ramifications and the discussions about VAR will continue long after this one. Full time at Molineux, Wolves 1, West Ham United 2.
If your understanding and knowledge of football is fairly low, then you can reach the conclusion that that is offside. I would hope that the officials working at this level would be far better than that to know better.
Look, I understand the argument, I understand the rule, but that, Jace, that can't be a disallowed goal. It can't be. Wolves have been robbed again. Right, never saving
they've
it.
They've had some bad decisions.
How are you ruling that out?
Because
the
he's
keeper
offside.
Standing in the middle of the goal. He's never saving it.
He's offside in front of the keeper. In the 6-yard box. He can't be standing there. He can't give that. The laws of the game, in an offside position, in front of the goalkeeper, you can't be standing there.
The rules
there.
Are garbage, mate. Oh, come on, mate. He's never saving that.
He's not, but that...
He's chalked off a perfectly good goal.
I feel for him, but the letter of the law, mate, he's in an offside position in front of the goalkeeper.
Come on, mate. Come on.
It's incredibly harsh.
It's so bad.
It's so harsh.
What are we doing? What's the game coming to? Are you chalking off goals like that?
Jay,
he's not in the way.
I'm sorry. If you're in an offside position in the 6-yard box in front of the goalkeeper... It's got to be offside. It's an offside position, I can see. Harsh, but I agree with the decision.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win. And support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary. Not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
This episode of the TalkSport Daily is brought to you by Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Planning to hire or share a car or van? Enterprise is there every step of the way. Whenever and wherever you need a vehicle and whatever it's for, Enterprise can help. With over 450 locations across the UK, they're just around the corner. Whether you need a weekend rental, a holiday hire, a replacement car, or you're planning a business trip, home or away, Enterprise are there to help. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
TalkSport Daily.
And we end today's podcasty thing with some EFL action. Producer Joe and Benty both support Ipswich. And hilariously, they missed the chance to stay top of the championship after they were smashed 1-0 by the mighty Norwich, the Gorton the Canaries, in the East Anglian derby. Here's how it sounded on TalkSport 2. Unlucky Joe and Bentley.
Right in though, and it's off the inside of the post and it's in! And Marcelinho Nunez has scored the opening goal for Norwich City in the East Anglian derby. It was a free kick which moved all over the place, bounced just in front of the goalkeeper and went in off the near post. And Ipswich Town's promotion hopes suffer a real blow against their biggest rivals. It is Norwich 1, Ipswich 0. Wolfenden, it's headed away, it is all over. And yet again, East Anglia is canary yellow and green. Norwich beat Ipswich once again in the big local derby in the east of England. Norwich City 1, Ipswich Town 0.
Well, that's it for another podcasty thing. Thanks for listening on the TalkSport app or wherever you get your podcasts from. I'm back today, as I mentioned, at 10 a.m. on Virgin Radio, bringing you the best music and chat. Oh, by the way, if you're a fan of Oasis, All Ride, Andy Bell will be on my show today. Anyway, if you're not, then you can hear me tomorrow on Andy Goldstein's Drive Time from 4 p.m, where I'll be joined, no Benty, he's off for a bit, Paul Ince, Man United superstar and Liverpool, Paul Ince will be my co-host for 3 hours from 4pm to 7pm. So check me out on that. There will, of course, be another one of these Andy Goldstein Talks with Daily Podcast at first thing in the morning. So do what you got to do to get it. Until then, thanks for listening. Have a good day and above all, be safe, everyone. Be safe.
This has been TalkSport Daily.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whatever your mission, home or away, don't delay. Enterprise has the vehicle for the job. Rent from the best lineup in the UK. With over 450 branches, Enterprise has what your business needs. From compact three-door cars to spacious SUVs and people carriers to vans, they offer a large range of reliable vehicles perfect for the job. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.